You are listening to The Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It is still the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media, The Weekend Chapter. So, of course, you know how it is. We are always making sure that you are informed. And, of course, the thing, what's been happening lately, the main highlight of the region has been the campery that was happening in Glen City out there in Zimbabwe. And of course, it got a lot of coverage. A lot of you were seeing, the beautiful sights coming through from Glen City. Beautiful, beautiful program. So we decided to get a man who was on the ground to give us a bit of info about what was happening out there at Glen City. So this is none other than my brother, Siyabonga Sai. I think this is a very familiar name in Adventist circles. He's a man who is in the media space and he's done some great productions over the years. So let me take this opportunity to welcome my man, Sia, man, welcome to the program.
Hi, man, thank you.
Of course, like I said, my guy, you were part of this beautiful, beautiful program at Glen City out there in Mondoro, Zimbabwe. So tell us a bit about this program. So generally, if you are going to look at it, how was your experience at the SID Pathfinder Campery at Glen City?
Okay, well, thank you, Marvin. It was quite a wonderful experience, something that it exceeded all expectations. You know, it was it delivered on all facets. It was well attended. I'm not sure about the numbers, but way above 5,000 people were attended that, probably 6,000. And it was graced by people from beyond SID, countries like Kenya, Uganda, the British Union, and others attended this function. So it was quite, even Brazil was there. So it was well attended. It was well attended.
Wow. So looking at it, of course, being a church program, people always want to look at the spiritual side. We did see the play that was going on about Joseph. Tell us about that play, and how do you think, it really impacted the young children who had gathered up at that beautiful camp?
Sure, it did. You know, the spiritual side of the whole program was, it didn't disappoint either. You know, we got messages every night from Pastor Busi, the GC, with Youth Ministries Director. It was, it delivered every evening. The children were well captivated, and the messages were very, very much relevant to the young people. It was all themed around the story of Joseph, and also the play, as you mentioned it. Children really saw the story unravel before their eyes. You know, it's one thing to read something and try to interpret it the way you see it in your mind. It's one thing, but to see it performed on stage and all the facets according to the biblical narrative, it was something that the children really enjoyed, and they learned a lot. You know, there's one night when we couldn't have the story, we couldn't have the evening service because of the rains. Children were very much disappointed. And the following day, that show yet to be done around 12 during the day. We used to do it every evening, but we had to do it at 12 noon because the children could not wait to get the story because of how good it was and how the children were really, really impacted by it. So it was quite good. And from the filming side, you know, I enjoyed covering the whole event because it was a privilege to get to spread it to many people who were watching around the world. And the people who were performing the story of Joseph, I have a privilege to have worked with them in some other productions outside the church and in other things. They are quite professionals. They are good in acting. They are good in theater. And they did not disappoint as to this story. And it was quite a privilege to see it happening before our eyes. And I'm sure that children were brought closer to Christ, and their morals were actually touched, and they were brought closer to Christ through that story of Joseph.
Wow. Now, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful to know that, the spiritual side of it was well taken care of. And the actors, man, beautiful. These guys, surely, I think from what you say, those are like professionals. So despite the special things, I did also see quite a number of activities that were happening, owners and the like. If you can maybe give us some of the owners and activities that the young ones took part in at the camp.
Sure, yes. There were lots of honors that the children were exposed to. They were doing robotics, which is quite a highlight of that. They were doing drones, they were doing artificial intelligence, they were doing knot tying, they were doing drill and matching, they were doing drumming, there were many things which are outside the ordinary. You know, when we're growing up, we're doing fire building only, and fire building, knot tying, those things are good. They did teach us skills. But nowadays, because the world is moving towards technology, it's good to see that youth ministries was embracing that side, because young people were not taught how to fly drones. That's something that most of us in the industry don't know how to do so. And they were taught of the importance of technology, of how to utilize social media and how to use it ethically, a skill that is relevant now. So I want to say kudos to the organizers. It was great because they gave the children what is necessary now. It was quite amazing. And for those who might have missed it, they can go to the SIDU Youth Ministry pages to see reviews. We're uploading reviews of each and every day of the honors that the children are doing. So you can go and watch the children where we're doing the honors and what they had to say about the honors. It was quite a wonderful experience.
Wow. And of course, you did mention we had so many countries represented at this camp. And how were the young ones interacting with each other, you know, in being from different parts of the world like that?
Yes, again, it was good to see the young people make friends, which is probably one of the highlights of the whole temporary. People are supposed to meet each other and their friends and make connections and do pin trading, which is something that was a best on making friends. To say you trade a pin that you have from your country and you give it to a colleague, you learn about their culture, their language. Wonderful experience. On Sabbath, we flighted a video that we did when children were saying Happy Sabbath in their languages. Many languages that were there, showing the diversity of the attendees for the temporary. So those who missed it, please go again online, check those videos, and you'll see how excited the children were. And even the cultural displays that were done every evening as young people were showing off their cultures. On Sabbath, we had Kenya, which is not from the SID, they're from ECD, from the Eastern Africa Division. They were there and they're showing off their culture, their 40 languages that they have in their country. And they were telling us, and they were displaying, and they were inviting us to appreciate their culture, which is a good thing. So young people exchanged their pins, they made friends, and that was evident throughout the World Temporary.
Wow, amazing. So of course, you being a media man, if you can tell us now, if you can just walk us through how you as the media team planned and, you know, prepared for the coverage of such a massive event.
Yes, it was a mammoth task. It took about almost a year of preparing for this, and we are happy that it didn't disappoint. We had challenges of our own, but we managed to overcome it. We had a team of about 15 people who were covering this temporary. In terms of the media, some of them were photographers, some of them were on camera every evening, some of them were doing editing of the things that people were watching online, some of them were managing our social media, some of them were overseeing everything, some of them were doing floor management, some of them were doing IT. So we had a team that comprised of individuals from Zimbabwe, from our East Union Conference, and the conferences that are around in our union. They were managed to come together and work together. And we also had the privilege of working with media people from local media houses from Mandara and from Blackfield. They came together and we pulled off this production. So it wasn't my production. I had the privilege of heading the team together with Smooth System Tia. We were together just overseeing the whole team. And that was a good experience, and we learned a lot, and we saw people working together for one goal, not competing but learning from each other. And SID Media came in handy. They came with the bulk of the equipment, and they also brought in their expertise. We learned from them, and we managed to pull up something that was great. And this morning and even yesterday, we had people posting on our pages and communicating to say thank you to the media team. We felt as if we're present each and every evening. And that on its own gives us a bit of assurance, a bit of goosebumps, to be happy to say, wow, at least our work was not in vain. Somebody was present. Actually, on the very last day of the Kempori in the evening, after we finished the closing ceremony, people didn't want to leave the stream. They kept watching, saying because there was a fireworks display. So actually, others said, "No, please, can you show us the fireworks also? Want to witness that as well?" It was quite an experience, because people, they were there right up until the last day of the temporary. People kept watching online and wanting to reconnect with what was happening, and the media was providing each and everything. The pictures that were taken, they are being shared far and wide. We did not miss any action. We tried to do our best, and we thank God for giving us the skills and for giving us the ability to pull off such a big production. And we're happy for the SID directors to entrust us with this production to do that well. And we hope that each and everyone was watching, they were blessed and reconnected to their God.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful indeed. I'm sure all those who are following online, they did see that you guys brought us a beautiful production. We loved the scenes from the airport to the program itself, to the music that was coming through the pictures. Lovely, lovely program. But of course, you know, everything, especially when you're dealing with something of that magnitude, there are always going to be challenges. And one of the things I guess that I saw was the weather was a bit punishing in some days. I wonder how you guys were coping with that. I mean, besides the weather, what else were you dealing with on the ground? A bit of challenges maybe that you encountered as you carrying out this task.
So I think the weather was probably one of the challenges that we faced, because like I said, one of the evenings we didn't manage to have a program because the rains were pouring hard, and some of our equipment was rained on because of that, and we were trying to go around it. But overall, I can say that we tried to work around the challenges that were there, and the challenges themselves became learning curves. We had to find new ways of working. We had to find new ways of adapting to the challenges that were there, and we tried by all means to make it as involving as possible. And also because you are serving a group that has many languages, it was quite a challenge to have taken translated to all the languages. But I hope that the few translations that we had managed to bless people who attended. So overall, I think we learned from what the whole experience gave us.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. So of course you're talking about, you know, the good feedback that you've gotten from the leadership, the good feedback that I'm sure we are all seeing online that was coming through. But then of course on a rather, should we say, light note, people are saying our master guides had sort of like invaded the young children's camp. How far true is that?
I saw it also online. It's always banter when Adventist people meet online and they share the thing. Yeah, it was the master guide did not disappoint, which I think is good, because the master guide themselves, part of their mandate is to be where the pathfinders are. Because, you know, for every pathfinder, for about 5 pathfinders, we need a leader. You know, you can't have 20 children with one leader. No. You have at least 5, one leader, 5, one leader. So the master guide did not disappoint. That also meant that the young people were safe. The number of master guides we had was very good. So it made sure that young people were safe and they were taken care of. So yeah, it's true. I saw it online, and yeah, it was quite fun, you know, to see. I'm sure everyone wanted to showcase their uniform and to appear in one way or the other. Even though that were not invited, they showed up. And I'm sure even some of the master guides who didn't have children there, they showed up, which was also because the camp itself was not just for the children. Master guides could learn also. Because like I told you, most of these master guides and people, they did honors that like fire building, gingerbread, what. They didn't do honors for AI and for honors for drone flying and for robotics, none. So I'm sure they attended, but they do those honors and they put on their uniforms that they've done something in this era. So yeah, they did disappoint. They showed up, and it was a good experience having them.
Wow. All right. Now that's beautiful. So I guess to all those who were making fun of our master guides, well, I'm sure you can hear it from a man who was there on site capturing the whole thing, telling you that, you know, the master guides did actually come in handy. So of course, is in conclusion, Sia, what message would you probably like to leave, since you're a media man, you know, to all those young aspiring media personnel, you know, who want to serve in ministry just like you are doing right now? What kind of message would you leave to such people?
Well, I would say that you know, it's there's a quotation that I like. I'm forgetting where I find it in one of Ellen White's books. She says that new ways of spreading the gospel are going to come, which are going to be more different than the ones that we're using now. I think that was the review and year out, where she was saying new ways of spreading the gospel will come. And those ways are going to be way different from what we have now. That was back in the day. And I think media is one of the ways of spreading the gospel that she was talking about. And we as the media have a mandate to spread the word of God. You know, chronicling, one of the things is just recording things that are happening for the future generations to come. I always asked myself to say, if no one was writing what Jesus was doing, how would we know what Jesus did? We wouldn't. So it's good to say, when Jesus was telling the parables, someone was listening and taking note. Today we learn about the parables because someone was writing. So the media is there to take note of everything happening. Sometime in the future, way after we are gone, some people are going to watch and say, in 2025, a campory was done. And it was done like this because there is evidence of that. And as the media, also, if somebody is wishing to join the media fraternity, the media ministry, says, I think they desire a good thing. And they should know that their job is not lesser than anyone. It's not. It's also very important because it's part of evangelism. It's part of spreading the gospel. It's part of fulfilling the Great Commission. Because ours is to spread the gospel message to all the world. So,
yes,
the media itself is a ministry which I want to borrow and say, whose time has arrived. It's a ministry for today.
Such powerful ways right there. Of course, in case you're wondering, that's my man, Siyabonga Sai. Media personality, was part of the team that was giving us those beautiful pictures and sounds from the Glen City Campery. What a beautiful program it was indeed. So let me take this opportunity to thank this brother, first of all, for holding such a beautiful program and capturing it so beautifully, and also taking time to talk to us right here on this weekend chapter on Adventist World Radio. So see ya, man. Thanks so much for doing this, man.
Thanks a lot, Marvin. I hope somebody learned one thing or two.
That's nice. All right. So that was CSI right there. And he's a man who was doing some beautiful things. So for all of us who didn't attend the camp, I'm sure we did. We were kept in touch with what was happening out there. All right. So stay with us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media.
You are listening to the Weekend Chapter. on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.